This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the Odisha government's flagship initiative Subhadra scheme in Bhubaneswar, along with various schemes and projects today. The Prime Minister, who turned 74 today, received a rousing traditional welcome upon arrival at Biju Patnaik International Airport with tribal folk dances and drum beats. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the Subhadra Yojana will boost women's empowerment and ensure financial independence for our Nari Shakti. All eligible women between the age of 21 to 60 years will receive 50,000 rupees over a period of 5 years. The initiative is expected to cover more than 1 crore women. Prime Minister Modi will initiate the fund transfer into the bank accounts of more than 10 lakh women during his visit. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have extended wishes to Prime Minister Narendra Modi on his birthday. The President said Mr. Modi has increased the prosperity and prestige of the country through his personality and work. The President wished him a long, healthy and happy life. The Vice President said through his governance for over 2 decades and as Prime Minister over a decade, Mr. Modi has aroused the soul of the country, stimulated its cultural values, nurtured its civilizational ethos and firmly set it on an unprecedented developmental trajectory towards Vikasit Bharat. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated the 8th India Water Week at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, the President said Amrit Sarovars were constructed and many water bodies were revived during Azadi Ka Amrit Mahotsav. During the 4-day event, around 4,000 delegates, including 200 from 40 foreign countries, will participate and more than 100 exhibitors and startups will showcase their ideas in the water sector during the exhibition. The Aam Aadmi Party today announced that senior party leader Aatishi will be the new chief minister of Delhi. She was elected as the leader of the AAP Legislative Party during the party MLA's meeting in New Delhi. Talking to media after the meeting, City Minister Gopal Rai said it has been unanimously decided that until the next assembly elections, Aatishi will be the chief minister. He said the AAP wants the assembly election in Delhi to be held in October-November this year. Mr. Rai accused the BJP of conspiring to finish the AAP. The Supreme Court today resumed hearing its Shivamoto case regarding the alleged rape and murder of a postgraduate doctor at RJ Kaur Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata. A 3-judge bench headed by Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud had on September the 9th requested a fresh status report on the case from the CBI. The panel, which also includes Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra, had also directed the West Bengal police to submit a document related to the victim's autopsy. The Enforcement Directorate is conducting searches at various places in Kolkata in relation to the alleged financial irregularities at the RJ Kaur Medical College and Hospital today. The home and nursing home of Sudipto Roy, MLA from the Trinamool Congress and chairman of the RJ Kaur Rogi Kalyan Samiti, are also being searched in the city. Searches are also being carried out at other locations in Howrah and Hooghly districts. In Peru, at least 15 people were killed and more than 3,000 hectares of cultivated land and natural areas were scorched due to widespread forest fires in various parts of the country. Peruvian Prime Minister Gustavo Adrián Zen urged farming communities yesterday to cease burning grasslands in the Andean and Amazonian regions, as these practices have sparked the deadly wildfires. The largest fires have been reported in the regions of Cusco, San Martin, Amazonas, Ucayali, Madre de Dios, and Ancas. The 2024 Booker Prize shortlist has been announced, with the largest number of women represented in its 55-year history. The list includes former women's prize winner Anne Michaels, American writer Percival Everett, and British author Samantha Harvey. 5 of the 6 strong shortlist are women, with authors from 5 countries represented, including the Netherlands for the first time. And with that, we end this news bulletin.